More than just cherry juice, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. We've spent some time recently with Gem County cherry farmer Lance Phillips, and the last time we spoke with him, he had about 28,000 pounds of this ruby-colored fruit still unpicked in his orchard. He brought in the folks from Northwest Juicers, a portable juicing company, which
turns it in kind of a puree of the skins, the flesh, the juice. That gets pumped into these totes where we then do an enzyme treatment that will help separate the flesh from the juice. And then we will pull that pure juice off the bottom through the pasteurizer and then package it for them.
We're expecting to have between 1,600 and 1,800 gallons. It takes about 16 pounds of cherries to make 1 gallon of juice. The puree doesn't quite take as much, so if you're someone who likes to turn juice into spirits, wine, or you're thinking that you might want to make some jams and jellies, which is what we're going to do, we're going to pasteurize some puree. So once it's pasteurized, it should be good at 55 degrees for almost a year.
That was Lance, who knows that research shows that the antioxidants in tart cherry juice can reduce pain and inflammation from osteoarthritis. A 2012 study showed that drinking cherry juice twice a day for 21 days reduced the pain felt by people with OA. Blood tests also showed that they experienced significantly less inflammation. And the health benefits don't end there.
We're excited to have something that helps people with gout. I had a lady on Facebook who said it helps her with her fibromyalgia. It also helps with melatonin production in sleep and arthritis and sore joints.
David Sparks.